Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the R Systems Q2 CY 2014 earnings conference call hosted by Motilal Oswal Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Siddharth Vora of Motilal Oswal Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Shaima. On behalf of Motilal Oswal Securities, I welcome all participants to R Systems Q2 CY 2014 earnings conference call. Today from the management we have with us Mr. A.K. Singh, Managing Director, retired Lieutenant General Baldev Singh, President and Senior Executive Director, Mr. Raj Swaminathan, COO and Director, Mr. Nand Sardana, CFO, and Mr. Kumar Gaurav, GM Finance. Now I would like to invite Mr. Gaurav to announce the disclaimer statement and take the call forward. Over to you, Mr. Kumar.
Yeah. Thanks everyone for attending Q2 earnings conference call. I am going to read out the customary disclaimer statement on behalf of the company. Investors are cautioned that this presentation contains forward-looking statements that involve risks and uncertainties. The company undertakes no obligation publicly to update or revise any forward-looking statement. These statements may undertake revision because of new information, future events, or otherwise. Actual results, performance, achievements could differ from those expressed or implied in such forward-looking statements. Now with this, I am handing over to Mr. A.K. for his opening comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Kumar. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for being a part of this investor call for quarter two 2014. I will cover the key highlights and the events of quarter two. Before that, for the benefit of all those who are joining us for the first time, let me give you an overview of our business. R Systems provides a comprehensive suite of industry-specific software solutions based on our strong R&D capabilities, our in-depth industry understanding, and our technology expertise. We address the needs of customers across telecom and digital media, banking and finance, manufacturing and logistics, U.S. state governments, healthcare, and other industry verticals. Over the past two decades, we have emerged as a strong value creator in our market domain. The value we create is comparable to the oyster delivering the pearl. The R Systems story is described well by the story of the pearl that traverses the ocean, cocooned in the oyster, delivering great value. The oyster pearl metaphor lies at the heart of all that we do for our stakeholders. It describes our historic past, our dynamic present, and our promising future, and is reflected in our tagline, "Caring, innovating, and transforming." It is this value-centric philosophy that has helped us in winning new customers across the world and deliver value to all our stakeholders. We are spread across three continents and deliver through 13 development and service centers worldwide. Now I come to our performance figures. During quarter two, we have reported revenues of rupees 160 crores. The year-on-year increase has been 11%, and the quarter-on-quarter increase is about 3%. Let me talk about our EBITDA and profits, where our performance is rather good. Our EBITDA is rupees 22 crores. We have realized a year-on-year increase of over 43% and a quarter-on-quarter increase of 20%. Our net profit after tax is approximately rupees 14 crores, an year-on-year increase of over 80%. Our earnings per share is rupees 1.09 per share. We reported strong EBITDA margins of 14% against 12% during the last quarter on the back of revenue increases and enhanced efficiency. During Q2, we served 140+ customers, including $28 million+ accounts. we added 5 new clients, key clients. Our innovation in telecom and digital media continues, and that segment continues to be our largest industry vertical with approximately 34% share of revenues, followed by BFSI, banking finance, which accounts for 15% of our revenues. In addition, we've added net 45 associates to take care of our future contracts. We have a strong balance sheet with shareholder funds of rupees 237 crores and cash and bank balances of around rupees 100 crores. Considering the overall performance, the board has recommended a second interim dividend of 50 paisa per share. I will now hand over to Nand, our CFO, to provide a detailed financial analysis. Nand.
Thank you, Mr. Rekhi. Good morning to all. Thank you, everybody, for attending the call. Hope everyone had the opportunity to review our performance of quarter two. I'll first give my comments on the financial performance, which will be followed up by Raj's comment on the operations, and then final summing up by Mr. Rekhi, and then Q&A session. Let me go into detail of each line item of profitability statement. Revenue for the quarter was rupees 160.67 crores or $26.85 million. Year-on-year increase was 10.64% and quarter-on-quarter increase was 2.82%. The factors that led to 10.64% year-on-year increase were rupee depreciation 8.80%, volume increase 1.36%, impact of rate hike 28 basis points, and increase in licensing revenue 20 basis points. The factor that led to quarter-on-quarter increase of 2.28% is volume increase 3.80%. Due to revenue of 26.8 million is one of the highest in USD terms in recent quarters. Higher billing days contributed 1.22%, increase in licensing revenue 40 basis points. This was offset by rupee appreciation on an average basis of 2.60%. It is important to mention here, as Mr. Rekhi said, that we have added 5 customers during the quarter. Getting down to gross margin, it was at 36.42% in Q2 compared to 35.11% last quarter, an improvement of 1.31%. The main reason for the increase in gross margin was impact of increase in utilization 60 basis points, impact of higher number of billing days 76 basis points, increase in license revenue 25 basis points, and impact of decline in travel and other costs 23 basis points. This is offset by impact of rupee appreciation 53 basis points. Getting down to SG&A expense line, SG&A expense decreased quarter on quarter by rupees 10 lakh. It was rupees 36.09 crore in Q2 compared to 36.19 crore in Q1. As a percentage of revenue, SG&A was 22.46% in Q2 compared to 23.16% in Q1, a decline of 0.70%. Our SG&As have reduced mainly due to H1 visa filing fee booked in last quarter, as offset by higher sales and marketing costs and seasonal utilities costs, etc. EBITDA in Q2 was rupees 22.43 crore or $3.74 million compared to rupees 18.67 crore or $3.03 million in Q1 and rupees 15.65 crore or $2.84 million in Q2 last year. As a percentage of revenue, EBITDA was 13.96% in Q2 compared to 11.95% in Q1 and 10.78% in Q2 last year. During the quarter, we have been able to transfer increase in gross margin into EBITDA as the SG&A were almost constant. During the year 2013, we had EBITDA of 13%, almost similar EBITDA margin we had in half year of 2014. And with the economic environment, we should be able to deliver improved EBITDA margins during the calendar year 2014. Getting down to depreciation, the total expense was rupees 2.84 crore compared to rupees 2.70 crore in Q1 and rupees 2.58 crore in Q2 last year. Depreciation is higher in Q2 compared to last quarter by rupees 14 lakh because of additional software licenses purchased during the quarter. Interest expenses rupees 2.20 lakh in Q2 compared to rupees 4.20 lakh last quarter. Other income in Q2 was positive rupees 1.40 crore compared to rupees 4.08 crore in Q1. Other income in Q2 comprised of exchange gain of rupees 5 lakhs compared to exchange gain of rupees 1.25 crore last quarter. As at Q2, we have total forward cover of $9.30 million with average rate of rupees 63.53. Plain vanilla options of $1.05 million with average rate of rupees 61.81. And euro forward cover of 1.20 million with average rate of rupees 85.07. This has already been marked to market at closing date of 30th June. Exchange gain has reduced in the quarter as the opening and closing rate of these foreign currency were almost flat in spite of wide fluctuation in currencies during the quarter. The other income was also augmented by steady interest income of rupees 1.04 crore as against interest income of rupees 1.14 crore last quarter due to reduced corpus. Further, during Q1, we had received an old tax refund in our UK subsidiary of rupees 1.49 crore, which we have not earlier accrued for due to uncertainty of its realization. Our tax expense was rupees 7.04 crore in Q2 as against rupees 5.64 crore in Q1. Effective tax percentage for the quarter is 33.57%. as against 28.2% during last quarter. The reason for increase in effective tax rate is expiry of old carryover losses in our USA and Netherlands subsidiaries. So now we are required to pay tax at the highest rate in these geographies. Net profit after tax was rupees 13.93 crore or $2.33 million compared to rupees 14.36 crore or $2.33 million last quarter. That is impacted by one of items like tax refund, as I said earlier, exchange gain, additional tax expense, in spite of improvement EBITDA from rupees 18.67 crore to rupees 22.43 crore. EPS for Q2 was rupees 1.09 per share compared to rupees 1.13 per share last quarter. Getting down to asset side in the balance sheet, total receivable at the end of June were rupees 120 crore compared to rupees 108.9 crore at the end of March 2014. Our DSO of 52 days was almost same as last quarter. Our DSO has improved over a period of time. Cash and bank balances were rupees 99.5 crore compared to rupees 123.9 crore at the end of March. The reduction in cash is due to payment of dividend, capex and taxes in last quarter as offset by profit from operations. Our system shareholder fund were rupees 237.40 crore at the end of June compared to 243.40 crore at the end of March. The net book value per share was rupees 18.75 per share and the cash and bank balance was rupees 7.86 per share, having face value of rupees 1 each. With that, let me hand over to Raj for review of operations.
Thank you, Nand, and good morning, everybody. Just to give you a brief overview and highlight of our operations, as Mr. Rekhi Singh mentioned in his opening comments, this quarter was a continued validation of our deep penetration across our markets and across the key verticals that we are focused in. We are focused on our key verticals, which include telecom and digital media, banking and financial services, healthcare, manufacturing and logistics, and government services. We today have about 2,600 technical associates with multi-language capability across India, Asia Pacific, Europe, and in the US markets. In terms of account strengths, we today have about 28 accounts which are $1 million accounts plus, and we have 5 accounts which are about $3 million plus accounts for us. In this quarter, we won 5 key customer relationships across global centers of excellence. Just to give you a feel of the kind of account wins that we have achieved in this quarter, let me give you a flavor of our relationships. From our IPLM business, we won 2 key relationships from our U.S. market. One was for a cloud-based provider for health insurance and state health agencies. Our systems won a key relationship for development services around our key technologies where we specialize in. For another account, again a U.S.-based relationship which specializes in accounting and consulting services, our systems won the mandate for support of key Microsoft applications along with database migration services. From a European business and our tech support operation, we won a mandate for a Russian-based producer of smartphones and high-tech gadgets We won BPO capability to provide tech support and customer services for these solutions. From our ECnet business, for a key manufacturer of watches, printers, and scanners, we won the mandate for a comprehensive ERP solution of our own proprietary, as well as our proprietary e-procurement solution, along with the implementation services of an ERP product where we have grown significant expertise. From our ECnet solution again, we won the mandate for a Singapore-based company which specializes in electrical goods and components, where we won the mandate for providing effective warehouse management solution. From our financial services product business, we continue to drive strong traction in our chosen verticals as well as sub-verticals, especially in the captive auto finance segment, where we are driving strong traction across multiple key relationships. In terms of geographic concentration, the U.S. Continues to be our strongest revenue earner with our 58.3% percentage of revenue, which has marginally grown by about 3% over the previous quarter, led largely by increased revenue and new client wins in the U.S. market, as well as a small taper from our Europe tech support business, which has a seasonally lower quarter in this Q2. In terms of client concentration, our top 10 clients account for 32% of the business. Our top 5 clients constitute about 20% of our business. There's been a small shift in the top 10 clients as a result of one of our key clients having spun off one of their businesses. The divested business continues to be a key relationship for us in the European market. In terms of net employee addition, as we mentioned before, we've added 45 new associates as we continue to grow across our verticals. Our total technical staff strength is about 2,230 resources. In terms of utilization, which continues to be a key focus area across our delivery centers, we are now at fairly satisfying 74% utilization, and we strive to improve this every day. So with that brief explanation of operations, I'll hand you back to Mr. Reki for his closing comments and then questions as applicable.
Thank you, Raj. Let me sum up. The half year 2014 has been promising, and it has set a momentum for the calendar year 2014 for us. Our expectations of the second half of the year continues to be positive, with revenue growth higher than the first two quarters. The rupee has been volatile over the last few quarters. However, even at the present level, it helps our margins. We will continue to follow our hedge policy to mitigate currency risk. We have kept our delivery model focused and client-centric. We've also maintained discipline in execution. In addition, we will continue to invest in innovation and R&D efforts. We have a strong balance sheet, which helps us invest in areas that accelerate growth. We are committed to generate value for our stakeholders, like the oyster that delivers the pearl. This brings us to the end of our presentation today, and I will hand you back to the organizers for your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use headsets while asking a question. We'll take the first question from the line of Mr. Siddharth Vora.
Hello, sir. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, Mr. Vora, we can. Good morning.
So, I just had this question. Our biggest vertical is in telecom and media, which is not structurally doing that well in terms of growth for the industry. How are we different, and what is the kind of traction we're seeing here?
Can you repeat your question, Siddharth?
Yeah. Our biggest vertical is telecom and media, which is not doing as high growth performance for the rest of the industry as different verticals. But still, we are doing better. So what are we doing different over here?
The telecom and digital media is a very large segment. We are a very small part of that segment, and we continue to provide services in that segment. So we are able to increase our share in that segment.
Okay, and will you say that digital services, the social mobility and cloud are helping you over there?
That is also true, yes.
Okay, and in terms of additions in terms of associates, the headcount which we are adding, with the improving environment, do you see any spike in attrition or problems in hiring people?
No, see, what is happening is that regarding the attrition, the attrition at the project manager and above level is almost negligible in our company. But at a junior level, below level, there is attrition, but you know, it is not that high. Our attrition at present is close to 15-16%. So we are as such not facing a lot of challenges on attrition front.
Okay, and any planned wage hikes which you need to have intermittent, not planned?
Pardon?
Any salary hikes which you will have to give? Any?
Yeah. See, our salary hike happens in January, which for this, you know, is already kicked in. You know, first quarter we reported that. So, you know, so the big salary increase has happened. Over a year, you know, there will be small kind of, but it will not be major. You know, it has already happened in January.
Okay, sir. And in terms of the improving growth environment, will we see our margins improve or we need investments in terms of SG&A?
See, what is happening is, like in our IPL and IT services business, we have still, you know, spare capacity. Like in Noida, we are enough capitalized and can take care of another, you know, 15-20% kind of a growth. So we don't need any major investment in that. But, you know, as we grow, you know, some kind of a small investment would be required in kind of replacement of computers and all that. So there's no major capex requirement at this moment.
Okay, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. Participants, anyone who has a question at this time, you may press star and one. Our next question is from the line of Mohan Krishnaswamy from Capital Market, Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Basically, if you see our last four quarters, we've been having a rupee revenue of about 160 crores, around about that number. And Mr. Reki, you mentioned that second half you expect a better growth. Now, obviously, there seems to be some bit of stagnation at these levels. Now, what would you attribute this to in terms of what are the challenges and how do you want to grow the business much higher than these levels?
Yeah, Mr. Swami, we ended 2013 with 596 crores. So in the first two quarters, we already done close to 320 crores. So on a run rate basis, you know, we are should be doing, you know, another 640 or, you know, a little higher on that. So that will take care of. But what is happening is that see, rupee is a very important point when you talk in, you know, rupee terms. Rupee and dollar exchange is very important for us. Like, you know, in this quarter itself, we were just analyzing that had the rupee been same as in Q1, our revenue would have been, you know, 164 crores. So 4 crore revenue is reduced because of, you know, rupee appreciation. So it's a matter of, you know, mix of kind of exchange currency, which is also, but I think we are on our track as per our, you know, ag, you know, budgets and all that.
Yeah, and what is our breakup between services and products? How is it?
Yes. Yeah, see, our product business comprises of approximately 15% of our business. So the rest is all services business as on now.
And has there been any particular shift, higher growth in products or something?
See, in fact, we are basically a services company. I try to focus more on services part. And most of the growth which is happening is in services part. So, you know, like, so as of now, services is a more focused area.
Okay. But the product business seems to be, which means that you're not really that focused on. So what is the long-term plan? Because you seem to be having certain good products, but they don't have not reached the critical size or the market positioning is not right. So are we doing anything to grow the product business materially?
In fact, Mr. Swami, we have been saying this for the last several quarters that our focus area is services. In fact, you know, we are looking for several strategic opportunities for our product business. What we feel is that we are not able to grow the product business. So our focus area is going to be services business only.
Okay. So you might look at hiring off or doing something value creating there.
Yes, there is a plan for that.
And what is the particular focus on India? Because a lot of investments are coming into India and IT also be one of the big drivers given our focus in the top. So are we focusing on Indian market at all?
See, we actually, our past experience has not been very good with the Indian market. You know, like we have in fact not done any Indian market work in last 10 years. So before that we had done some work, but you know, the rates and all that are not that great, and we feel that, you know, we are our more focused towards, you know, the export market, mainly US and Europe.
Okay. Okay, sure. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Our next question is from the line of Jay Daniel from Corporate Database. Please go ahead.
Sir, can you throw some light on your sales and marketing efforts? Because costs here have been flat at, you know, around rupees 8 crores per quarter over the last 10 quarters. Not increasing efforts in this area, will it have a bearing on sales growth going forward? I mean, I just wanted some your view on how do you approach this particular thing.
I think we have sufficient sales people, though the cost, we have not hired more and more people, but our aim is to improve the efficiencies and get more per salesperson. So at the moment, I think there is enough capacity to for the current team to bring in more sales. Okay. And also, you see, our existing customers provide us a lot of sales, new sales.
Okay.
So the fair amount of selling gets done when we deliver projects to satisfy customers with projects. So that is also our focus.
How much of this incremental sales come from existing customers?
That is a good number. I think it's a high percentage.
See, most of the growth is happening. See, it's a mix of kind of new customer and existing customer. Our, you know, new business constitute around, you know, 7 to 8%. So the rest of the growth comes from the existing businesses.
But you said that your large customers are not a very dominant portion of your overall sales. I think the number which you gave was around 20%. So
you see, if you see the top 10 customers, the top 10 is close to 34%. And you see, we have $28 million clients. So the first $28 million clients constitute 55% of our business. So that's the broad breakup we have.
Okay. So large part of your incremental growth is coming from existing customers. That's what...
Existing large part is coming from the... See, in a services business, the engagements are, you know, multi-year engagements. So, you know, we keep on getting the business from our existing customer, enhancement and, you know, maintenance and all that. So, that is coming. But in addition, we are getting, you know, new customers also. But you are right that most of the growth is coming from existing businesses.
Okay. And your staff cost, I mean, how is that trend expected to be in the next couple of quarters?
Staff cost on a gross margin level, we will kind of increase based on kind of increasing volume. But on an SG&A level, you know, as I said, you know, we are kind of fully capitalized. So SG&A are not going to increase too much, excepting, you know, sales and all that thing based on whatever sales commission and all that. So on a gross margin basis, will kind of flow based on gross margin.
Because you said your utilization rate is 74%, so that leaves you some room for further improving your utilization rate. So,
You know, what we have realized over a period of time is that, you know, between 70 to 75 is kind of, if you see last 6-7 quarters, we have been between that range only. You see, what happens is traditionally, you need some people ready for taking care of the new project and businesses. So we are kind of okay with 75% kind of a utilization. Though scope of 1 or 2% is there, but it's not going to be very high. It will range between 70 to 76%.
Okay. And how much staff do you plan to add in during the current year? I mean, additional.
See, actually, as of now, we have recruited a net addition of 45 technical guys. So, we should, there should be some more recruitment based on the requirements and based on the project. But as such, we don't give kind of how much we will be recruiting next year and so on.
Your EBIT has been sequentially flat for the last 4 quarters. I mean, should that be an area of concern?
You see, at EBITDA level, last 2013, we had an EBITDA of 13%. Actually, what happens is the first quarter, quarter one, January to March, normally muted because you see salary increase and there and all that, one-time kind of a thing happens. Okay. Q2 gets into kind of a little better, and Q3 and Q4 are normally kind of on an improvement path. So based on that, last quarter we had a 12% EBITDA, this quarter we have a 14%, and we are hopeful of better EBITDA in next half of the year, which will overall kind of should be, we are hopeful to be better than, first half.
I'm saying an EBIT in terms of absolute number, it's for September it was around 27 crores, December 32, March is 22 and now June is 23. So there's not much, and this thing of you're saying second half being better past doesn't reveal any trends as such. I just wanted some clarification on that.
See,
absolute value.
See, what happens is that at a EBIT level, if you just a second, let me just open the page. At EBIT, you are talking about before other income or after other income?
This is before other income.
Oh, you are talking about the before other income. So. You see, we had EBIT of 19.59 crore this quarter compared to 15.97. So there is an improvement of close to 3.6 crore compared to last quarter. And if you see Q2 2013, there is an improvement of close to 6 crore. So it is improving. See, there is a lot of this is a factor of foreign exchange currency, dollar rupee rate also.
Okay.
Of course, this. There are two big levers which normally play. One is that currency rate, which everybody knows, and this is not in our hand. And the second biggest factor is the utilization. If you see in the last, there is a slide on investor presentation, our utilization has been improving, but sometimes it has been kind of fluctuating also. So when the utilization is higher, it tends to have a higher efficiency and higher EBIT. So we are, this is one of the best quarters. Q2 is 74.7. Q4, if you see, 74.9. And that is reflected in the higher, EBIT, as you said. Even Q3 also was 73.2. So, higher the utilization, higher the EBIT. So that's the broad. And you see, what happens with our product business, there's a lot of licensing revenue part in that. So in a quarter where you have, some new wins, you get license revenue. So our policy of licensing revenue has been to spread over the customization period only. But the quarter where you get new clients, it tends to have higher license revenue. So this is a factor of, higher utilization, higher license revenue and all that.
Your capex, which you planned for the current year, is not substantial. I didn't catch the number. What is the capex for the rest of the year?
See, this quarter we have been close to 3 crore rupees. Capex is not very high. As I said that we are kind of a fully capitalized, and we have in fact some spare capacity at our Noida Development Center. So we are not going to have a very high capex. The normal replacement of machines and all that small stuff will happen. So between our average for the last few quarters, you see, has been between 2 to 3.5 crore is the average capex per quarter.
And that actually equals your depreciation provision. I think your depreciation also averages around 3 crores.
Right.
And that has remained unchanged for the last 8 years. It's always averaged around 3 crores.
You keep on changing, replacing your things, and then see what happens is normally our depreciation rates are quite conservative. So we try to depreciate like computers and all that thing in 3 to 5 years time. So after 3 to 5 years you keep on replacing, and then so it has been the trend has been same, as you said.
Does a company's growth not require higher investment in infrastructure? What is the mix between offshore and on-site, I mean, in this?
See, offshore as of is around 52% and on-site is 48%. That's the present mix. It has been ranging between 45% to 50% offshore, 52% offshore.
So you don't need additional building space, I mean, you know, that kind of infrastructure?
See, as I said that in our Noida center, we still have, you know, some spare capacity. So, you know, up to at least 10 to 15% kind of a growth can be taken care of the existing infrastructure. But beyond that, then we will have to kind of, you know, look for. But as of now, we can take care of this year's growth with the existing capex. But for next year, yes, we will be needing some more, you know, requirement.
What is the square feet that you have in Noida at this point?
It's around 80,000 square feet.
3,000. And this has remained 80,000
square feet.
How much is it? 80,000.
80,000 square feet. We have close to 1,200 employees sitting in Noida, and you know that's a present.
So, and this has remained so for the last whatever 8 years or so. I mean, this is the kind of square feet you have.
In fact, we kept on increasing our area, but since last 4 years, it has been on the kind of 80,000 square feet. We build additional floor and then add capacity and all that. So it's our own building. We have two back-to-back buildings in Noida.
Okay.
So we kept on building our based on the requirement.
And next year you would be adding another floor, or how does that work?
Hopefully we should be kind of looking for some additional space next year, and then the capex would be required.
So what would be the approximate requirement at that time?
To begin with, we'll start with maybe 10 to 20,000 kind of a square feet, and then based on requirement basis.
10 to 15,000?
50,000 square feet, yeah.
How much square feet you'll need, we are looking at?
10 to 15,000 square feet to begin with.
That would cost approximately?
10 to 15,000 square feet cost on a rental basis, it will cost close to around maybe 50 to 55 lakh rupees per annum, approximate.
Okay, you will go for rental
space. Either you have to buy a building. So if you have to buy a building, then you have to buy a full building and then construct. I'm just giving you, assuming we have not yet decided whether we'll go for a rental or our own building. But on a rental basis, it will be around 50 to 55 lakh rupees.
But the rent. Current build, 80,000 square feet you own, right?
Yes, that is our own building, that's right. Two buildings back to back in Noida.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Participants, just a reminder, anyone who has a question at this time, you may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. Our next question is from the line of Dheeraj Sachdev from HSBC Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi to everyone present from the management side. My question is slightly broader. The new technology is expected to provide considerable opportunities for growth for Indian IT companies, which includes social media, analytics, cloud, etc. And since our services is a focus area, we should be ideally looking at portfolio of services beyond this typical IT offering. So can we say what is the proportion of newer technologies as a services that we are offering today, and how is it expected to grow as a mix?
Yeah, Raj, you want to pick it up?
Yeah, sure. That's an interesting question. In fact, from our product business, actually we are constantly innovating in terms of making sure that not only is our innovation happening on our functional side, but also on our technology roadmap. Most recently, in two of our larger implementations, one a leading microfinance player, another is a leading global auto finance player, we have moved away from the conventional enterprise implementation of our product to actually a hosted service offering, where we have hosted it on a cloud. It's a private cloud. But what this has enabled is to make sure that the customer doesn't need to invest in CapEx or IT infrastructure or IT resourcing, but at the same time gets us engaged in terms of further solution offering, managed services, and so on. So we have a roadmap. That is bordering on the newer technologies. Cloud is certainly a focus area. Mobility is another focus area where for two of our existing accounts, we have expanded our product roadmap and footprint that we have the client to deliver, especially originations capability on the mobile. So mobile and cloud are two areas that we are focused on. Certainly on collections, we are working on the analytics front led by consumer behavior scoring. We are partnering with other key firms in the area while simultaneously looking to strengthen our own product roadmap in that front.
Okay.
Yeah, so there is significant concentration of efforts in that direction, both in terms of our own R&D efforts, as well as in terms of talking with our customers in terms of how our product should expand.
While this is on the product side, which is 15% of your total revenue, and I believe ERP landscape is changing where on-site implementation is becoming more on the hosted services platform. So on-site may no longer be required. But my question was more on the service side, which is 85%.
So even on the services side, if you see one of the key wins that we had this quarter was for one of our US-based healthcare provider where we won a mandate for a cloud-based healthcare services provider. So we are focused significantly on the cloud and the mobility across our businesses. In fact, from the telecom side, we have a significant expertise and capability on mobility. From our Europe-based telecom business, Computerus, they have a special focus specifically on social media kind of solution offerings. So actually, across our business, there is a lot of innovation that is happening on mobility and cloud. I was particularly saying on the product side, but across the services business too, on cloud and mobility, there is significant work that we're doing along with our clients.
See, is it possible to give or decompose the revenue across this segment, cloud, mobility, analytics, etc.?
Okay.
What is the proportion of revenues both on the services product? Is it possible to decompose? Product, I don't know whether it is possible, but on the services side?
Our relationship is a much more composite relationship, especially if you look at our product lifecycle management. We work with our clients across product lifecycle, right from the early stage lifecycle of product where we are doing R&D in terms of their own new innovation, supporting them on their existing product version, as well as helping them sunset and support their existing product cycle. So in terms of revenue percentage, I think it will still be relatively small, but in terms of growth, you will see these new technologies actually capturing more of our growth going forward.
Okay. I mean, in just a feedback, I can understand on the product lifecycle management, it's a composite relationship and difficult to break out the revenue into this new technology platform. But on the service side, if going forward, if you can manage to give us some sense on how newer technologies are contributing, that will be helpful.
Sure. We'll try and capture that kind of information.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Raj. Thanks, everyone.
Raj, I may add to what Raj just said. On the cloud side, there are two. We are a service player, as Raj just mentioned, and we are working on both the major player in the cloud for Microsoft Azure platform and on the Amazon side. And many of our customers for which we do the product lifecycle management, who are using these expertise, we are serving them. So we have good expertise on the cloud on both the major platform as well as third one, which is Salesforce. We have good expertise, good customer base on serving on the major, all the major platform on cloud. And on the mobility side, we serve all the, existing platform, be it Android, iOS, Microsoft, and many of our product lifecycle customer we do serve for them. And so in these two areas, we have established, center of excellence with dedicated team who is serving across most of our major customer in the lifecycle management side.
Okay, thanks. Useful. Let's hope that this segment grows pretty well going forward.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We have the next follow-up question from the line of Mohan Krishnaswamy from Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so just on your dividend, I remember a couple of years back we paid out a big chunk as special dividend, that is in last year. But we seem to have maintained our dividends around at those level in absolute terms. And this quarter, there's been a drop in our cash position from 125 to 100 odd crores, but we still have continued to maintain high dividend payout, which is good for minority shareholders. But is there any kind of policy we have or we want to maintain the absolute level?
Yeah, Ricky?
We want to reward our shareholders, as you can see, and also want to look at the best utilization of cash. So right now, I think that cash has fallen, but that is because of various other reasons, and we are generating cash every quarter, and so we'll continue to be shareholder friendly and provide reasonably good dividends as we go along, and make sure that the cash that we have been given is best utilized.
Yeah, but are we not compromising on growth if we probably can, because there's a element of dividend tax, etc., which goes, which is actually a loss to everyone. So can we probably put this money to grow the company faster?
Sure. I mean, the way that can be used is for making some acquisitions. And right now what we are finding is that the value of acquisitions that are coming around are quite high. So we are thinking that as we go along, the acquisitions will be available at a better price. So then I think the need for cash will be there. And we will be able to do those at that time.
Yeah, in any case, we are generating
for internal organic growth.
Yeah, Mr. Swami, just to add to that, we are generating close to 22 crore rupees EBITDA, and we have 100 crore rupees balance as on date also in our bank account. So we try to maintain balance between growth and dividend, and we can even take care of, we are not going to do any big acquisitions. We will be a moderate kind of an acquisition, and we can take care of it with our existing cash.
Sure, all the best. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone who has a question at this time, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We'll take the next question from the line of Mr. Siddharth Vora. So you may go ahead.
Sir, as we said that our growth focus will be more from services and less from products. So currently on the revenues coming from product side will be dragging down the margins?
Our both, as we said that our focus is more. So the margin in product business are close to around 10%, you see, compared to the 14% EBITDA what we have. So there is a lesser margin in product business, and services business we are having a higher EBITDA margin.
And sir, in terms of BPO platforms, is there any automation or platforms helping us to grow margins over there? What kind of margin scenario will be over there?
Yeah, BPO also, it's the kind of end-to-end kind of a solution we provide to our, clients. BPO margins are also lesser than IT services business. They are in close to 11.5%, less than our IT services business. So, there is a plan to kind of improve that margin also, but it will happen slowly.
And sir, in terms of this the new businesses which we are getting around cloud, what could be the nature of it? Is it project on a project basis or is it a longer term relationship?
Most of our customers are ISV or product lifecycle management customers. So our engagement are long term actually. Most of our engagement are long term engagement, but year.
Okay. So in the sense, we'll be doing consulting and a system integration kind of a nature of a role or more of a maintenance side?
Yeah, it is not a system integrator role. It is still the engineering, core engineering, where we develop platform and solution for them and host it on the cloud and then maintain and upgrade it.
Okay. And in terms of our wins which come over here, it's more of our channel partners or something which we do some efforts in terms of our own S&M spend?
This is our own, R&D and sales effort and initiative. It is not for the channel partners. We are not an infrastructure company. We take infrastructure, our customer take either, wherever they want, either Microsoft or Amazon, Rackspace, wherever they want, and we provide solution on top of that. So we don't give the hardware. Hardware is taken by customer, we provide solution on top.
Okay, sir. And in terms of that, our expertise in cloud is more from our offshore product development side, right? And not from our products which are over on in the Indus part of our business, right?
Yeah, Indus part of the business is, they are doing as a hosted model. That is, they are looking at part of the business. Is again, that hosted model that we do. But the other part is again, which is a major part of our strategy is providing solution on top of the already hosted platform like Microsoft or Salesforce or Amazon, any one of these. And they can take hardware on the cloud from anywhere they like.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That's from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who has a question at this time, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the floor back to Mr. Siddharth Vora for closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
I am very thankful for everyone for attending this call. we'll just take few closing comments from the management and close it.
This is Ricky. Thank you everybody for attending the call and for all your good questions, and we look forward to seeing you next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Motilal Oswal Securities, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.